This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 15th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Wonderful sues ALRB. Climate bond back to life. And Biden nixes Chinese firm's purchase of land. Wonderful company sues over card check. The Wonderful Company is suing the Agricultural Labor Relations Board to block card check. The almond and fruit producer has been battling United Farm Workers in ongoing closed-door sessions at ALRB. It is accusing the union of misleading farm workers to gather signatures on election ballot cards. The board has rejected the claims, but the farm workers who made the charges have held protests against the decision at a regional board office. In its lawsuit, Wonderful describes the law as unconstitutional and calls the union certification illegitimate. Take note. Under card check, Wonderful has until June 3rd to strike a deal with UFW or have ALRB do it for them. Other lawsuits, well, a coalition of 17 Republican states and a trucking association are suing California to block its sales ban on diesel trucks. They charge that the Advanced Clean Fleets rule at the Air Resources Board would harm out-of-state truckers due to California's size and international ports. Two dozen states are also suing the Biden administration over its tailpipe rules for trucks. Climate bond back in play. A $15 billion climate bond that stalled in committee last year has been revived in the legislature. Senate leaders have pulled it from that committee to reassign it to another, lining it up for voters to potentially decide on crowded November ballots. Among the many provisions, it would authorize $820 million for the protection of California's agriculture resources, communities, open spaces, and lands from climate change impacts. It proposes another $5 billion for safe drinking water, drought preparation, and response and flood protection. No farm groups or irrigation districts have registered support. Now keep in mind, the bond will likely be trimmed down over the coming months to reconcile a lukewarm public appetite for more debt after Governor Newsom's mental health bond narrowly passed earlier this year. Remember, a sustainable ag bond to backfill CDFA's climate programs and flood control spending remains held in an appropriations committee. On that note, Assemblymember Steve Bennett of Ventura is reviving his effort to elevate environmental justice in SGMA and court adjudications. AgriPulse trade editor Bill Thompson dies. The AgriPulse team is missing longtime trade editor Bill Thompson, who has died after bravely fighting brain cancer. Bill was 55. Thompson was a highly skilled reporter whose persistence and deep sourcing helped him break many stories over the 8 years he was at AgriPulse. He contributed regularly to Daybreak. Bill was extremely dedicated to bringing our readers the very best insights on trade and any topic he covered. He worked tirelessly to get information from his vast network of sources, said AgriPulse founder and publisher Sarah Wyatt. We will miss him terribly. You can read our full report on Bill at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. GOP Farm Bill target says Republicans need to, quote, work in a bipartisan way. One of the most vulnerable Democrats on the House Ag Committee is showing little sign that she'll back the GOP Farm Bill the panel will consider next week. Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota reiterated her concerns last night about the cut to the nutrition title and the removal of climate guardrails around the Inflation Reduction Act's conservation funding. If you want to get a bipartisan farm bill across the finish line, you're going to have to come back to the table and work in a bipartisan way. And I just haven't seen that, she told reporters. Another House Ag Democrat who faces a close re-election race, Don Davis of North Carolina, told AgriPulse Noah Wicks he's still analyzing the framework and, quote, has not landed on a decision yet. Keep in mind, Democrats on the committee will be meeting today with Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. Biden blocks Chinese-owned company's purchase of land near Wyoming military base. President Biden is ordering a majority Chinese-owned cryptocurrency company to divest land it bought near a Wyoming military base. Mine One Partners Limited, the majority of which is owned by People's Republic of China nationals, acquired property within 1 mile of Wyoming's Francis E. Warren Air Force Base in June of 2022. The land was converted to use, quote, for specialized cryptocurrency mining operations, according to a Treasury Department release. The Committee on Foreign Investment of the U.S. referred the case to the White House after it found, quote, national security risk arising from the transaction due to its proximity to the base. The company has 120 calendar days to sell or transfer the land. That's according to the president's order. CPI due out. Dems want Biden to battle food industry. The latest inflation numbers are out today, even as President Biden and congressional Democrats continue to struggle with the issue. Ahead of the release of the Consumer Price Index for April, Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts Democrat, and Representative Jim McGovern, also a Democrat of Massachusetts, led a 12-page letter that details steps his administration ought to take to combat consolidation and market power in the food industry. Among other things, the lawmakers want the Federal Trade Commission to issue guidance on potential violations of the Robinson-Patman Act, which prevents price discrimination and, quote, take enforcement action where merited. The letter also calls for FTC to work with USDA to prohibit exclusionary contracting in the industry and says USDA should do more contracting with very small businesses. The letter reads, quote, we believe you can exercise your executive authority to take additional action to address rising food prices without congressional action. Americans are facing sky-high food prices caused by excessive price gouging by food and grocery giants. Now, keep in mind, food inflation has actually eased considerably over the past year. Cost of eating at home unchanged in March as well as February after a 0.4% increase in January. USDA has focused food inflation for 2024, and they're suggesting a 1.2% increase. Report. Consumers remain anxious about grocery store prices. Consumers remain more concerned about grocery store food inflation than other categories like gas or housing, even as food prices have dropped. That's according to a report from FMI, Food Industry Association, which represents supermarket chains. Shoppers are spending more on average for their weekly groceries, according to the report. In February, the average weekly spending per household on groceries hit a new high of $165. This is a small increase from February last year, but a 36% increase from the $121 reported in February 2020. The concern over grocery prices is at its lowest level since FMI began tracking the issue in 2022. But anxiety over food prices ranked higher than other concerns like gas, housing, clothing, and restaurant meals. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.